USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Monday is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day when many Americans remember the life and legacy of the civil rights leader.
We face the difficulties of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed, that all men are created equal.
The birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was recognized as a federal holiday in 1983. Many businesses and institutions around the country will be closed in observance of the national holiday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden set to talk with Japan's Prime Minister on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is your business struggling to get clients? Are you looking to save money on your marketing budget? Look no further than BC Media and Associates. BC Media and Associates is a full-service advertising agency that offers the lowest rates possible for primetime radio, TV, OTT, and billboard marketing. Call now to find out how you can get a free week of advertising. 855-959-2288. That's 855-959-2288. BC Media and Associates has over 20 years' experience of helping businesses like yours run successful and profitable marketing campaigns. Whether you're a small local company, regional or national company, the team at BC Media and Associates has the expertise to get the results that your business needs. Call BC Media and Associates today to find out how you can get a free week of advertising. Restrictions apply. 855-959-2288. 855-959-2288. That's 855-959-2288. Or visit them online at bcmediaassociates.com.
Some Apple employees will have to get the booster shot.
Both corporate and store employees would have 4 weeks to get the booster jab once they're eligible to take it, and unvaccinated employees would have to test negative for COVID-19 before they could work at Apple. That's according to an internal email viewed by TheVerge.com, which reports that once a worker is eligible to get the booster shot, they would have that four-week time frame to prove that they took the shot, or they would need to take frequent tests in order to enter an Apple office, retail store, or partner store. From the Midwest USA Radio News Bureau, I'm James Gimmel.
United States senators from both parties are in Ukraine meeting with top officials amid ongoing Russian aggression. Their meeting with President Zelensky taking place on Monday. The senators on the trip include Republican Rob Portman of Ohio and Democrat Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
In an effort to try to pass new voting rights legislation currently being blocked by a Republican filibuster, Democrats are trying to change filibuster rules in Congress that date back to Jim Crow era times. Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have already vocalized their disapproval for the move, with Manchin calling it the easy way out. Many of the same Democrats who want to blow up the filibuster in the Senate used the Senate filibuster last week to torpedo Republican Senator Ted Cruz's effort to impose sanctions on Russia regarding a natural gas pipeline, to which Republican Congressman from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, says is hypocritical.
Bear in mind, they're trying to eliminate the filibuster to push forward their radical agenda, this socialist takeover. But they used the filibuster this week to block a vote on Ted Cruz's Nord Stream 2 sanction bill. So very hypocritical. But once again, they're going to try to do away with the filibuster to blow up the Senate so they can blow up the courts, so they can blow up our form of government.
The NFL playoffs conclude Monday night with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Arizona Cardinals. Kickoff for that game set for just after 8:15 p.m. from Los Angeles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.